A very good evening to all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank our Heavenly Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to study His wonderful words of life. So as you all know, the memorial is fast approaching, and we are preparing ourselves for the Lord's memorial. And we all know that it comes in April 11th, the next month. So by God's grace, we'll be all gathering to partake the Lord's Supper. So to prepare our hearts, so usually we, the Bible students, actually take a lot of time to meditate upon His words during these times, especially about the sufferings of our Christ, the experiences which our Lord permitted in His life, and even the experiences which Israel people had in the wilderness, you see. So we, the Bible students, have done is that they have compiled all the writings of Brother Russell in, you see, all the things that are written in his reprint, and made a book, and the name of the book is called as The Memorial Meditation. So today, by God's grace, we'll be studying from first chapter of this book, you see, and that is from the reprint article 465. I have shared the PDF in the group, so you can definitely go through the book and study by yourself a lot of things, you see, which is more benefiting for the consecrated brethren. So today, dear brethren, we are going to study article from reprints 465 that is written in April 1983. And the heading of the subject is the Passover. So anybody can read from the screen. So it will be easy for us to go by paragraph, para by paragraph. Who can read? Amar brother, Romy sister. Is it possible to read from the mobile? Is it okay? Is it comfortable?
Well, brother, could you please zoom a little bit? Zoom the.
Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. Okay, how is it now? Now, okay. Now, is it okay, brother?
We cannot see the full screen while we are saying. Could you please zoom a little bit more?
Okay, 1 minute. This one is okay?
Okay.
So okay, you don't have the book there, correct?
Brother Gopal, I have.
Pardon,
but
internet
now we
video.
can see. Now we can see, brother. Okay.
Okay. Brother Gopal has got a copy?
Yeah, he has got a book.
Memorial Meditation book.
Yes, he has got a book.
Okay, then Gopal and Brother Romy are together, no? You can lend the book to sister, she can read from the book.
Okay, brother. Okay.
Or else, what you can do, brother. Or else, Gopal brother, what you can do, you can all sit together in a single mobile. Gopal, Romy, Stammer brother, if you are there in the same house, you can sit together with a common book. So, one by one, by order, you can read. First, Amar brother, next Romy sister, next Gopal brother, you can read. You can do that one.
Okay, brother. I've already given her a book. So, she will read. I'll read from the screen, brother. No problem.
Okay. Okay, then, sister. Begin, sister, please.
Okay, the Passover. This was and it is among Israelite one of the most important of their religious observance. It was the first features of the law given them as a typical people.
Okay, so we all know the Passover. You see, the Passover was celebrated by the people of Israel when they were still in the land of Egypt. Okay, so because of the Passover, by God's grace, the very next day, the people of Israel were completely delivered from the bondage of Egyptian. Okay, now who will tell me this question? Which is the first law which God gave to the people of Israel? Tell me, which is the first law which God gave to the people of Israel? God had given more than 600 laws to the people of Israel. We know very well, no? But which is the first law which God had given to Israel? Who will tell? Joel brother, Romister, Gopal brother?
It's a Passover, brother.
Over.
Very good. You see, the Passover, that was the first law which God had given to the people of Israel. Many people, you see, who don't study the Bible, they think, you see, that the Ten Commandments which God gave, you see, that is the first law which God gave to the people of Israel. But no, even before, you see, that was given, God had given an important law, you see, to the people of Israel when they still lived in Egypt. You see, hence, we can read that one in the Bible, you see, in Exodus 12 chapter. You see, Exodus 12 chapter, verse 14. Can somebody read Exodus 12, 14?
And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. Ye shall keep it a feast by a ordinance forever.
You see, you shall keep it a feast by ordinance. Ordinance means what? By a law forever and ever. So therefore, if you see different, this is the first law which God had given to the people of Israel, the law of the Passover, where they had to systematically do what God had already told them. The clear instructions were given. Okay. Now let us see what were the instructions that were given. You see, when they were in Egypt. Okay, next paragraph. Who can read? Next paragraph. Mr. Can you read?
The ceremony as originally instituted is described in Exodus 12. A lamb without blemish was slain. Its blood was sprinkled on the doorpost and the lintels of the houses while the family within ate the flesh of the lamb with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. On that night, the fortunate of the first month, Jewish time, because of the sprinkled blood and the eaten lamb, the firstborn children of Israel were passed over or spared from the plague of death, which visited the firstborn of the Egyptians on this account. And because on the next day Israel marched out from Egyptian bondage free, and therefore by God's command, Exodus 12:14, they commemorated it every years of its anniversary.
Thank you, brother. Dear brethren, so we all know very well that God had given this Passover. Now, why was this Passover given to Israel? What was the benefit of keeping the Passover? Tell me, who will answer? Why did God give this law to Israel? What was his benefit? Joel, brother, tell me, what was the use of this Passover? What happened by the sacrifice of the Passover lamb? Who benefited? Joel, brother?
Yes, brother.
Tell me, brother. You're muted. Who benefited from the Passover lamb? Okay, Romister, tell me.
Israeli people.
Okay, who particularly among the Israel? Were there any particular group who were particularly benefited by this lamb?
Yes, brother.
Who? Among the Israelite people, who were particularly blessed by this one? Who were particularly saved?
Who were about to be free from the bondage of
Who was saved? Okay. Gopal brother, can you tell who was saved?
the firstborn, brother.
Yes, very good. So here if you see the law of the Passover, it actually benefited. You see everybody. But who was saved, if you see, it was only for the firstborn of Israel. You see? See, God had given 10 plagues upon the Egyptian people. You see, the 10th plague was not yet come. But before that one, 9 plagues came upon Israel and Egypt. Only first 3 came upon both, and the rest of 7 came only upon the Egyptians. But there, the Pharaoh of Egypt was so stubborn that he never let the people of Israel go out of Egypt. Then you see the last plague which God had decided to bring upon Egypt was the Passover. You see, the word Passover actually means what? Passover. That means you go from this place to that place. So who was supposed to pass over? If you see, the angel of death on that particular night was supposed to pass over the entire land of Egypt and kill whom? Kill not all the Egyptians, but kill only the firstborn of the house. Let it be Egyptians, let it be Israel, all the firstborn things, even the cattle, they were supposed to die by that angel of death. Okay. Now, to escape from this death, you see, to escape from this plague, the 10th plague of death, God had made a provision of this Passover. You see, so there, the people of Israel, what they have to do? They had to take a particular lamb. You see, it has to be completely unblemished. A male of the first year, given in Book of Exodus 12 chapter. You see, they have to take into the land of Israel. You see, in the house of Israel on the 10th day. And the 14th, till the 14th day, it has to be nurtured properly. Taken good care, good food has to be given. You see, and they take good you see, care of that lamb. And on the 14th day, you have to kill the lamb. When? In the evening. The Bible says, in the evening, you have to kill the lamb. You see, not only that one, you see, the blood. You see, what they were supposed to do with the blood? You see, they used to take the blood of the lamb, no? Where did they put the blood of the lamb? Tell me, who will answer?
Door spot.
Very good. Doorpost. You see, the door was there. The blood was, you see, sprinkled upon the doorpost. Very good. You see. So, in that way, what happened was that when the angel of death came, he saw that there was already blood in this house. Already somebody had died, something had died. Hence, that angel passed over that house. That is the reason the name Passover has come. So he passed over, you see, from where to where? From that house to another house. See, the blood of that particular lamb, it saved whom? It saved the entire Egyptian that in mourning they got the deliverance. But primarily, that night, who was in the danger of dying? If you see, it is the firstborn children of Israel. Hence, to save them, God told this sacrifice has to be given. You see, and you see what they have to do is Simsa. After you see sacrificing the lamb, putting the blood on the doorpost. What they have to do with the lamb? What they have to do with the meat? Joel brother, tell me. The Israel people, what they should do with that lamb meat? What they should do? Joel brother, after
Yes,
the
brother.
sacrifice, what they should do with the meat?
They do eat
Very good.
vegetarian, like I forgot the name.
Okay, they have to eat the meat with leaves, correct now? Bitter leaves.
Yes, brother.
So what they have to do is that after the sacrifice of the lamb, they have to eat the lamb. How? They have to eat the lamb, you see, with the bitter herbs. You see, along with the bitter herbs, you see, they have to eat. And after this, you see, eating the meat and the angel passing over, what happened? You see, this happened the entire night. But as the night passed on, you see, there was a very dawn that was supposed to come. The day had changed. You see, the Egyptian Pharaoh's firstborn son died. As soon as he died, immediately, what did Pharaoh do? Pharaoh called for Moses. You see, and told, get out of Egypt, all of you people, male, female, you see, children, young, old, everybody, please get out of Egypt. Immediately, what happened was, after this angel of death was passed over, immediately the entire Israel as a nation, they were set free. Until such time, they were never set free. So, you see, this is how the people of Israel got freedom. You see, freedom from the Egyptian bondage. Therefore, what did God say? See, this is the day which you have to remember in your life forever and ever. This is not an ordinary day because this is the day that you have got freedom. This is the day that you are delivered from bondage. This is the day that God has chosen you to, you see, walk down to the land of Canaan, the promised land. Hence, what does the Bible say? In verse 14, what does it say? It says that this is a memorial. What is the meaning of the word memorial? Anybody who can tell me? What is the meaning of that word memorial? What does this signify? Who can tell me? Memorial. The word meaning memorial. Ashish Pradhar?
Remembrance,
Yes, very good. Remembrances. You see? Like you do birthday, anniversary, marriage anniversary, birthday and death anniversary every year. You see, every year people remember it, no? That is the memorial. You see, so that is called as the memorial. You see, so here the memorial of Israel's deliverance from the bondage of Egypt was a memorial. This was to be remembered forever and ever. And hence God told, this is a law for you. This is the first law. And not only that one, this is the first festival for people of Israel. You see, Bible speaks about festival. So God had given a festival to people of Israel, the day they were delivered. You see, I don't know about Nepal, but in India, right, they celebrate independence. We celebrate independence in India grandly, you see, because that was the day that Israel, India was delivered from the bondage of the British. You see, British rule, we got our freedom every year. That will be remembered as a memorial. So this is the rule. This is the, you see, a strict rule and law that the people of Israel had to do it without fail every year. Okay. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, who will read?
I will read, brother.
Register.
The Israelites saw only the letter of this ceremony and not its typical significance. So too, might we have been in similar darkness had not only Holy Spirit of God given us the key to its meaning by inspiring the apostle to write the word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Very good. So here you see, God had given this law to the people of Israel, but Israel, you see, never clearly understood the real meaning. You see, they were much worried about getting out of Egypt. You see, they were very much anxious to be, you see, enjoying that moment of freedom. That's it. They did not know the real significance on each and everything, putting the blood, cutting the lamb, bone never to be broken, eat it with bitter herbs, you see. And not only that one, you see how it has to be eaten, it seems. Tip top, cleanly dressed, shoe has to be put, taking the staff in your hand. So, all those rules and regulations, who has given? God had given, you see. So, but did you really understand each and every intricate why God has given it? No, they never understood that. They never understood the typical significance of it. You see. So, dear really brethren, so we also, you see, would not have understood what the Passover really means to us as new creatures. If it was not for Apostle Paul to, you see, write it in the scriptures. Now, where is Apostle Paul written about, you see, this one in the scriptures? Let us read 1 Corinthians 5, 7. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Can anybody read from the Bible? Joel, brother?
Pours out therefore the old leaven that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Very good. So here, the verse clearly says, where Apostle Paul tells that let us keep, you see, this feast. You see, which feast? The feast of the Passover. You see, why? Because, you see, the Christ is sacrificed for us as a Passover lamb. So this verse, which Apostle Paul tells, is the main verse to a connecting verse to prove that what we are commemorating every year, that was actually the Passover. You see, it is not only the memorial, but it is also the memorial of the original Passover, where the entire people of Israel were delivered from Egypt. Okay, next paragraph. Who can read? Joel brother, can you read?
Okay, brother. The Israelites saw only the latter. Our attention being thus called to the matter by the Spirit, we find other scripture which clearly show that Jesus, the Lamb of God, was the antitype of the Passover Lamb, and that his death was as essential to the deliverance of the church of the firstborn from the death as was the death of the typical lamb to the firstborn of Israel. Thus, lit of the Spirit, we come to the words and acts of Jesus at the Passover, which he ate with his
disciples. Okay, so here we see there is other scriptures also. You see, not only this scripture, the Bible also tells that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Correct, no? Where does the Bible say that Jesus is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the whole sins of the whole world? Where is it given? A person identifies Jesus, that he is the Lamb of God. He sees Jesus and identifies that he is the Lamb of God. Who is that person? And where is it given in the Bible?
John the Baptist, brother.
Very good. John the Baptist, as soon as he saw Jesus, he clearly identified that he is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world. John 1st chapter, 29th verse. So here, Jesus is the antitypical lamb. So if Jesus is the lamb, then each and everything that is related to the Passover should have an antitypical meaning. What is antitypical meaning? You see, there the lamb was sacrificed for what? What was the purpose of the Passover lamb? I told you in the beginning now. Who was saved because of the Passover lamb? Tell me, I just now told you now. Among Israel, who particularly were saved by the Passover lamb?
Firstborn.
Very good. Firstborn. See, entire Israel were saved, but among them, the firstborn of Israel were saved because the death angel was upon them only. Always there was a chance that if they come outside the house, they will die immediately. So the fear of death was upon the firstborn. So that Passover lamb, you see, that saved whom actually? That saved actually the firstborn children. So similarly, who is the firstborn? Who is the firstborn that represents here? If you see in the Bible, this is the church who is called as the firstborn in the Bible. Where is it given? Read Hebrews 12:23. Can somebody read Hebrews 12:23?
Hebrews 12:23, to the general assembly, the church of firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
You see, the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. So here, the Bible itself clearly gives us a clue that the church is the firstborn. You see, so who is the firstborn? The church. So, as you see, the firstborn were fearing the death of the angel. Similarly, who has got the fear of death? You see, the church. We don't fear Adamic death because we escaped from the Adamic death, but we fear another death. What is the death that church should fear. What death, you see, is there before us? We don't have Adamic death because we have passed from Adamic death because of the ransom sacrifice of Jesus. But which is the other death of which we should fear? Tell me, who will answer? Which is the death?
Second death.
Very
second
good.
Death.
Very good. Second death. Now we learn the truth, isn't it? So if you go back, instead of being in the house, if you go outside the house, instead of being in the house that is poured with the blood, if you go out, immediately what will happen? The angel of death will always be waiting to kill us. So second death, this fear of second death, you see, should be there in God's children. Then only they will be in the truth, dear brethren. So, you see, the church is the first one. Lamb is Jesus Christ. Okay, now let us continue another paragraph. Who will read another paragraph?
All right, brother.
Ah.
God is very exact, and the slaying of the typical lamb on the 14th day of the first month foreshadowed or typified the fact that in God's plan, Jesus was to die at that time. And it is remarkable that God so arranged the reckoning of time among the Jews that it was possible for Jesus to commemorate the Passover with the disciples and himself be slain as the real lamb on the same day, the Jewish day, instead of reckoning from midnight to midnight, as usually reckoned now, commenced at 6 o'clock in the evening and ended at 6 the next morning. Thus, Jesus and the disciples, by eating the Passover, probably about 8 o'clock, ate it the same night in which he was betrayed and the same day in which he died. Thus, every jot and little should be and was fulfilled.
Oh, very good, brother. So here, you see, it says, see, the slaying of the typical lamb on the 14th day. What does it signify? It signifies how Jesus died at the exact time, you see, that God had made. You see, we all know that Jesus was that Passover lamb. Okay? Now, how can he die on the same day? And how did he celebrate the Passover with his disciples the same day? How is it possible? How did it work out? Because the Bible says that clearly when Jesus, you see, was dying on the cross, the people of Israel had never partaken the Passover meal. But here, you see, it is clearly given that we have studied clearly that Jesus died the same day, and not only that one, Jesus celebrated the Passover the same day. How is it possible? Any idea? Okay, I'll show you one verse.
It's because of
it comes in
Jewish reckoning
Leviticus.
of time.
Leviticus, 1 minute. Twenty-three, thirty-two. Can somebody read Leviticus 23:32, brother? Leviticus 23, brother. 32 verse, brother.
Okay, brother, it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath.
Ah, you see, what does the Bible say? That from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. So, God knew very well that when Jesus would be actually dying on the cross, he could not definitely partake of this Passover along with all the Jewish people. Because he would be the Passover lamb and he had to die on the cross. Then how did he, you see, partake that Passover lamb? And not only that one, die as the Passover lamb the same day. So this was possible only if God had arranged the beginning of a day in a different manner. Now you tell me, for us, the day begins from what time to what time? A day, a new day, begins to us at what time? Tell me. Day means, when does it begin to us? Does it begin morning 6 o'clock?
No.
Then what time?
12 a.m.
Very good. 12, midnight, 12 o'clock. As soon as that midnight, 12 o'clock, 1 second passes away, the new day begins for us. You see, correct now? New day. You see? So that is the beginning of the new day. It will end where? The same night. You see? When 12 o'clock again touches, the day ends there. So this is our reckoning. 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours. Beginning from night to night. But in Israel, it was not like that. You see? Israel, the day began when? When did it begin? It began from evening 6 o'clock to next day evening 6 o'clock. That was the one day. Today evening 6 o'clock will begin the day. It will end where? The next day 6 o'clock. So in this way, what happened? If you see, evening 6 o'clock, Jesus, celebrated this Passover, ate the bread and wine. And he was immediately arrested around 8 o'clock. You see, he was put on trial till morning 6 o'clock. And morning 6 o'clock, he was, given a degree to be crucified on the cross. So 3 hours, he walked from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock to Golgotha. 9 o'clock, he was crucified. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had left his spirit. He gave us his life. So what happened? So see, 6 p.m. the next day, 6 p.m., 24 hours. In these 24 hours, Jesus actually celebrated this Passover and died as the Passover lamb. See, God knew that Jesus had to do this one. God knew that Jesus was supposed to, die on the cross. He was a person who had to do and follow all these things and all. So, hence, God arranged that all these things be fulfilled correctly. You see, Jesus said one word, Matthew 5th chapter, brother. Please read Matthew 5th chapter. I'll tell you. Matthew 5th chapter, verse 17, 18. Matthew 5, 17 and 18.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one little shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
You see, Jesus clearly tells what is the purpose of his coming. You see, he came to fulfill the law. Not to break the law. That means if he is under the law, he had an obligation that he keep the entire law without even breaking one of his commandments. So, how can he keep the commandment and die the same day? So, God knew this one. That Jesus has to keep each and everything. Not even a small jot or tittle. Means what? Not even a comma, full stop, a small this one also, dot. Jesus was not supposed to, break it. But to keep entire thing, brethren. Therefore, God made it in such a way that day began, from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Next paragraph. Who is read? Who will read? Next paragraph.
I'll read one.
Okay, brother.
Just 5 days before the crucifixion, Jesus presented himself before them to be received or rejected. When he rode to the city on the ass, fulfilling the prophecy, "Behold, thy king cometh unto thee," Matthew 21, verse 5, and fulfilling at the same time that feature of the Passover type, which provides that the lamb must be received into the houses 5 days before the time of its killing, Exodus 12, verse 3. Thus, Jesus made his last presentation to Israel as a nation or house 5 days before the Passover. As we read, "Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany on the next day," 5 days before, "much people that were come to the feast, when they heard Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, went forth to meet him," John 12, verse 1, 12 and 13. "Then it was that their king came unto them, sitting upon an ashes coal. Then it was that he wept over them and declared, 'Your house is left unto you desolate. You shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.'" Matthew chapter 23, verse 38 and 39.
Thank you, brother. So here we see that exactly every intricate details of the Passover was fulfilled. We saw that Jesus is the Passover lamb and the firstborn is the church. Okay, if Jesus is the Passover lamb, then exactly Jesus should be taken to Israel, that is in Jerusalem, when the 10th day. There we read in Exodus, the 10th day the lamb was supposed to be taken. But here, did Jesus come to Jerusalem the 10th day? Yes. Each and every pin point was supposed to be fulfilled. It was fulfilled. Let us read a few scriptures. John 12, 1.
John 12, 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead.
Okay. So here it says 6 days before the Passover. So 6 days before the Passover means what? This is the 9th day. Okay. Is it 14th? Come 6 days back. We come on the, you see, 9th day. Now read verse 12, brother. What happened? Read verse 12, same chapter, brother.
On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem.
Continue.
Took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord."
You see? So next day means what? You see, 5 days before the Passover. There 6 days, 5 days means what? It is the 10th day. You see, the 10th day of Nisan, the Abib, you see, month, he was brought into Israel. Exactly. How did they bring the lamb? You see, there the lamb was brought with laughter, joy, happiness. Why? Because of that lamb, the entire Israel was supposed to get freedom. Here, when Jesus was welcomed, how was he welcomed? He was welcomed with joy. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the, you see, God. Glory to God in the highest. You see, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the Son of David. You see, Hosanna means what? Praise, you see. Huh? Because why? Because it was through Jesus they were supposed to be saved. Although the people of Israel did not really understand the meaning, but Jesus was welcomed as a king, as a grandeur. Why? Because Jesus had so much of power. Jesus was healing everybody, you see. So everybody thought that through Jesus, you see, many good things will happen. So similarly, as the lamb was brought inside the house, so what happened here also? Jesus was brought inside the, where? Into Jerusalem. Now there what happened? You see, there the lamb was to be inside the house only. He was not supposed to go outside the house for 4 days. It should be in the house. Give them good food and take good care of that lamb. So similarly, once when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he never walked out of Jerusalem. Remember the first time when Jesus preached in the temple, everybody appreciated his preaching. You see, everybody was shocked and stunned the beautiful words which Jesus spoke. But within a few minutes, their anger was, you see, incited. Then what happened? Then they all came and thrust him out of the temple. And you see, and Jesus, what did he do? He escaped out of them. And since then, he never returned back to Jerusalem. Dear brethren, so it was only at the last moment that Jesus came to Jerusalem. So similarly, so as the lamb was taken inside the house, you see, Jesus came inside Jerusalem. What did Jesus do? See, Jesus did a cleansing activity. You know, why that, you see, lamb was supposed to be taken good care. You know, lamb was outside, it would eat all unnecessary things and all. So what would happen? You see, that all the intestines, everything would be completely filled with unnecessary things. So that has to be clean, no? So how will you clean it? The 4 days happened. The cleansing activity happened. You see? So actually, you know, it was only given, you see, the suitable food, not everything. And moreover, you see, in some comments it's written that was that lamb was made to fast, it seems. Why? What will happen if you fast all your bowls and all everything? What will happen? Your intestine all will be cleaned. You see, not all the things which were dirt and all will come out, it seems. So only, you see, flesh will be there. Because this lamb, we know that in Exodus how it was to be eaten. It was not to be cut in pieces. It was to be roasted as an entire lamb. You see, without even breaking the bones, without even cut opening the flesh. You see, so only the blood has to be poured out. You see, this is the way the lamb was to be eaten. So all internal, you see, dirt and all will be there, no? So how do we eat it? So this was one of the process, you see, to clean the lamb, to make it pure, to cast out all the, you see, unnecessary things. So similarly, once when Jesus entered Jerusalem, what did he do? He began to cleanse. He began to clean his father temple. You see, there were money exchanges. You see, who were doing businesses in the temple. Jesus cast them out of the temple. You see, by casting out the sacrifices, he overthrew the tables. You see, so there Jesus did a cleansing work. You see, dear brethren, and not only did one, in spite of giving instructions, correcting the people of Israel, you see, they never corrected. They never humbled themselves. But what did they do? You see, huh? They rejected Christ. You see, hence, what did Jesus say? Your house is left unto you desolate. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how many times I have tried to correct you? But you are not willing to correct yourself. Therefore, your house is rejected. So Jesus rejects the people of Israel. Read that verse, Matthew 23, 38 and 39, brother. Matthew 23, 38 and 39. Who can read? Anybody?
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Now
for I say unto you.
Read from verse 37, brother. Then.
Okay, brother. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till he shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
You see, so there what happened? Jesus tried to correct the Jewish people as a nation several times, as a hen tried to gather chicks under her wings. So I have tried several times, not one time, two time, many times Jesus attempted to bring them, to nurture them, to shelter them. But what has happened? You see, they never intended to be under a shelter. They wanted to walk away freely. So Jesus tells, your house is left unto you desolate. You see, Israel as a nation was rejected, and Jesus tells, this will be till when? This will be till the time when you tell, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Until, you see, Jewish people should call upon the name of the Lord and tell, yo, if somebody comes in the name of the Lord, if somebody helps us in the name of the Lord, you see, that would be very good. Until such time comes, Israel people will never see Jesus Christ. Okay. So, dear brethren, so we know that this is a prophecy. Okay. So, we can see that Israel is gathered. Israel has a lot of blessings, but their eyes are not yet opened. So, a situation has to come that they will expect and, you see, and only foresee the help from God. That situation will come. Now they're very bold and courageous because America is behind them. They're very strong. You see, they feel very confident because America is supporting them. You know what happened? Ukraine, America withdraw the support. Ukraine immediately went cool down. You see, he began to surrender. So imagine today America is there in support for Israel. But this prophecy tells it is not America that whom the Israel should seek. It is God that Israel should seek. God will prepare such a situation that Israel will seek only God and say, Yo, blessed is he. If somebody comes in the name of the Lord, it will be so wonderful. That situation God will bring. Anyway, you see, this is the type and ante where that lamb was taken inside. And a cleansing process began. Okay, next paragraph, who will read?
Jesus knew the import of the Passover, but the disciples knew not. He was alone. None could sympathize, none could encourage him. Even had he explained to the disciples, they could not have understood or appreciated his explanation because they were not yet begotten of the Spirit. Nor could they be thus begotten until justified from Adamic sin, passed over, or reckoned free from sin by virtue of the slain lamb, whose shed blood ransomed them from the power of the destroyer, death.
Okay, so paragraph is finished. Thank you, Buddha. So here, Jesus knew very well that the meaning of the Passover, you see, that it is only after his death that the whole world will be saved. That was the meaning of the Passover. There what happened? Because of the lamb was sacrificed, the entire Israel as a nation, they get deliverance. But similarly, if here the whole world has to be saved, then Jesus has to die as a Passover lamb. But did the disciples knew this concept correctly, thoroughly, as we know today? No, dear brethren. The disciples did not even understand this matter at all. They were never begotten of the Holy Spirit. God had never given them the Holy Spirit. So they would not even understand, you see, these internal details. They understood vaguely that Jesus was come here, that Jesus is going to destroy the Romans people, that he is going to establish his kingdom in Israel, and through him, the whole world will be blessed. That was the concept of the disciples. That is the reason that they left everything and decided to follow Jesus. They never knew anything. You see, let us read one verse. You see, Matthew 19 chapter. Please read. Joel brother, please read. Matthew 19 chapter. verse 23.
Okay, brother.
Read from verse 23.
But 23 or 23, 22, brother.
Read from verse 23.
Okay. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You see, here Jesus said that hardly shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then he gave the example of a camel. A camel will enter the eagle's eye, but rich man will hardly enter. Then immediately everybody was shocked. The disciples were especially shocked. Now, what is the reaction of the disciples? Read verse 25.
When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved?
Ah, when disciples heard it, you see, they were exceedingly shocked. Ayyo, why they were shocked? Because everybody thinks that being rich is very comfortable life. You can easily walk in the narrow way and go to heaven. You can make your calling election sure. So richness is very important. But here Jesus tells, no, being rich is very difficult to follow Jesus. The rich man never followed Jesus. So Jesus was clearly telling, no, being rich is very difficult. So everybody had the same idea. Richness has more comfort, more blessings. So it's very easy to give up to God. No, that was a different way. Then what happened? As soon as the disciples question, who then can be saved? Jesus tells, this is not possible from man. This is possible only from God. Immediately Peter reacts, Oh Lord, if that is the case, then we have left everything. We are following you. And what is the benefit for us? What we will get? Read verse 27, brother.
Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?
See? That rich man did not leave everything, but we have left everything, our business, work, family, everything, and following you. Now, what benefit we will get? Now, Jesus tells, what is the benefit? Read with us.
28, brother. And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Ah, what did Jesus say? Jesus never said that, don't worry, we'll all go to heaven. We will rule for 1,000 years. If all those things Jesus would have spoken, they would not have understood anything. So Jesus told them in a very diplomatic way, the same picture only Jesus gave in a different way, that you will sit with me on 12 thrones, ruling upon 12 tribes of Israel. So immediately what they thought, oh, Jesus is going to rule. Ah, Romans are ruling now. So Jesus will destroy the Romans and establish his kingdom, and there'll be 12 thrones, 12 apostles. So we'll be sitting on the throne and ruling as kings. That was their idea, because they never understood completely what Jesus was trying to tell them. They never knew the concept of ransom as we know today. You see, they knew that Jesus is a very powerful man, he's a Messiah, he's going to destroy Romans. That was the meaning of Messiah, a hero. A deliverer, like Moses, you see. So immediately what happened, as Jesus told this one, next day what happened, two disciples sent their mother. Mama, please go and speak to whom? Please go and speak to Jesus, saying, please reserve two seats to my son. Read Matthew 20, verse 21. Matthew 20, verse 21.
And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She said unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand, on the other on the left, in thy kingdom.
Ah, see, you told no yesterday, in kingdom 12 seats are there for my son. left and right seat, very close to you, please reserve it. Did they understand really concept of what Jesus was trying to preach? No, dear brethren. They hardly understood it. They never clearly understood the concept of the kingdom. Read, even when Jesus was dead, they had the same idea. Read Luke 24, 21. Luke 24, 21. Anybody can read, please.
But we trust that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day
Thank
since
you.
this
See,
thing.
what did they believe? They believed that Jesus was the one who was supposed to redeem Israel, save Israel from what? From Romans ruling. See, even when Jesus was going to heaven, disciples asked the same question. Acts 1st chapter. Acts 1, 6. Acts 1st chapter 6 verse.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "The Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?"
At least now will you restore the kingdom back to Israel. That was their thought, because they thought, "You at least you may going, go, no problem, at least give the kingdom to us. We will sit on 12 thrones and rule. Please give the kingdom and go." That was their thought. So they never clearly understood the concept, you see, of second coming, ruling, election and selection of the church, you see. So Jesus was a lone person. The disciples had no understanding, proper understanding of the scriptures. Hence, you know, what did Jesus say? If I go away, I will send you a Holy Spirit. I will send you a comforter. You see, don't worry what you want to speak. You see, but God will give you all the remembrance, what all I spoke to you. The Holy Spirit will teach you what things you need to speak. You see, it will bring the things to remembrance. That is the reason. So once, you know, the disciples were like this, but once when the Holy Spirit was given, what happened? Everything was changed. They clearly understood the concept of the kingdom. You see, Peter began to preach, "You are crucified the king, the Messiah." He understood the concept of the church, the selection of the church, the little flock. These things were all ignorant to them until Jesus died and God gave them the Holy Spirit. Now, why did God not give them the Holy Spirit beforehand? Because ransom was not paid. Until the price is paid, how can God release somebody from death? You see, until a bail, you see, is given, how can a culprit be released from the jail? So once, you see, the bail was there, the guarantee was there, no, bail will definitely come, it will come and give, but actually it was not, you see, given. So similarly, Jesus was there, he had come to give the ransom, but actually he was not dead on the cross. Hence Jesus told, "Wait here only, I go, I'll prepare a place and come and take you. I go, I'll send the Holy Spirit. He will guide you into all truth." You see, he'll give you everything. Therefore, dear brethren. So, until Jesus died, you see, Holy Spirit was not given. Once he died, the Holy Spirit was given and the scriptures were open to the disciples. Hence, you see, therefore we tell, you know, what do we tell? After learning to the truth, consecration is important. Once you consecrate only, what will happen? Your eyes of understanding will be opened. You see, if you are really consecrated, if a consecration is accepted by the Lord, you see, your eyes will be opened. As you walk day by day in the narrow walk of path of life, your scriptures will open to you. You see, you will understand more in depth about God's words. You'll have the desire to walk in his path, and the love will ignite you. So this is the science of a consecration. But if we are consecrated also, if our consecration is not accepted, you see, we understand nothing. Remember, the apostles, they were ignorant, but after the Holy Spirit came, they had excellent understanding. They were not ignorant men, they were not fools. But before that one, they were, you see, ignorant men, unlearned men. That's what the Bible calls them. Even Jesus was unlearned. That's what the Bible calls. But when God gave them the Holy Spirit, he was wiser than Solomon. Intelligent. You see, where did he get this wisdom? It was given by God. Therefore, consecration is important. You see, therefore, until somebody consecrates, you see, we cannot proceed. God did not proceed. You see, so, Devadana, we'll end here today. So, next week, we will continue. Okay? So, Lord, bless these words. Anybody has got any doubts, any questions?